Well, hello, it's Ian McKendrick, Watercolour Journey, still here at Patchings Art Festival, and it's all drawn to a close now. Everyone's packing up all their stands, and I just thought I'd pop into the Patchings Cafe to have a cup of tea before my journey home, and I've bumped into none other than Kerry Newell, the artist. So, Kerry, I wonder if you could tell us about you and what you do.
Hello, my name's Kerry, and I'm a wildlife artist. Working in pastels, mainly pastels, but I also work in oils, acrylics and watercolours too.
So how long have you been doing that?
Ever since I was a little child, and I'm 47 now, but professionally for the last 5 years.
Wow. So what did you do before you became an artist?
Oh, all the run-of-the-mill jobs, the factory work, hosiery, office work. Ended up working for the MOD. Then they closed and moved to Glasgow. Then I went back to college as a mature student, studied chemistry and biology A-levels, and then decided it was actually the art route that I wanted to take and not the science route. I didn't want to become a doctor. So I ended up going back into art, although I'd never actually left it. I'd always been doing it in the background, but not as a career as such.
Yeah, so it's always been in the background. It's always been a bit of a hobby for you.
Yes.
Okay, so how did things take off for you to become a professional artist?
I think it's just a change of heart, really. Or maybe a change of mind, because in my heart I'd always wanted to be an artist. But when I was growing up, I was born in 66, and during the 1970s, people were saying, you can't become an artist, that's not a proper job. You know, you've got to aim for something else career-wise, when it was art that I really wanted to do. So I think it was always my heart wanted to be an artist, but my head was telling me differently because of other people. And I think it's just making that mind shift to think, no, I actually want to go ahead and do what my heart's telling me to do and not what my head's telling me to do. So, and yeah. Make the change that way.
Yeah, yeah. So working in art as a full-time job, don't you find that gets a bit lonely?
No. No, because you can be out in the countryside, plein air sketching. You can go to safari parks and zoos and meet like-minded people there. You've got the photography side, which brings you into contact with other photographers. And the art side, you needn't necessarily be a hermit, because you can be constantly in contact with other artists too.
Yeah. So what's your inspiration?
The natural world in general. When I was growing up, we had a very large wildlife garden, so we had snakes in the garden, and from a very young age I can remember laying down in the grass and drawing dragonflies and butterflies and close-up work like that, and catching snakes in the summer and things like that.
As you do.
Yeah, I wasn't your typical little girl. I sound like a man at the minute with a gruff voice.
Yeah, but Paul, you've been demonstrating practically all week, haven't you?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, it's all very, very lucky that you've got a little bit of voice,
yes,
or a shred of a voice left for an interview.
Yeah.
So what about artists that inspire? Is there any artists out there?
I love the work by Carl Brenders. He's my favourite, like the American artist, Carl Brenders, and Robert Bateman as well. But inspiring in a different way were conservationists, especially Gerald Durrell.
Yeah.
And I used to read all of Gerald Durrell's books when I was little and be able to picture his world, wildlife and conservation. So I think, in a way, although he wasn't an actual artist, he had an art in the conservation world, and that I found that very inspiring.
So what are you actually doing to make a living at your art?
I work via Twycross Zoo, run workshops. I run workshops in Wigston as well. I do demonstrations up and down the country to art groups. I do a lot of one-to-one tuition at my own home. I go into schools and colleges to give talks. I get invited into Leicester University to give talks. I do just a bit of everything, from plumbing. No, I'm joking. Then I sell my own work, originals, through galleries or via my website. I do a lot of commission work, and I'm working on a book at the moment. The foreword's going to be written by Simon King, so that's quite exciting.
Yeah. What about techniques? What's the preferred method that you use?
I like to work pastel on velour. Pastel on velour. Velour, yeah. And it's just because it can take so many more layers than normal paper can.
Yeah.
So 14 to 16 layers and carry on going, because I really like detail. So I really like to layer in to make the fur look quite dense.
So what about the future? We've got this book that you're working on. Yeah. What sort of plans have you got ahead for yourself?
Well, to hopefully still be demonstrating for Caran d'Ache, because I just love their pastel products. They're brilliant. I was invited to be part of Karen Dash family of demonstrators. That's wonderful. Yesterday, I was asked by the editor of the Paint magazine, artist and leisure painter, to write for them.
Yeah.
So that was yesterday. Today, I was asked if I'd like to do work alongside Mary-Ann Art Safari.
Oh, wow.
So that was today. And who knows what tomorrow brings.
Wow. So Patchings Festival for you has been a real career opener, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So events like Patchings, how important are they for you?
Extremely important, because on a self side of it, you know, you get your name out there, people get to view your work, you get to talk to people, but it's also the other side of the coin. You get to inspire people, hopefully, and encourage people. And we're here for such a short time that if we can't pass on our little nuggets of knowledge, then it's a sad world we're living in if we can't do that.
Yeah. So before we wrap the interview up, I wonder if you'd be so kind as to share some pearls of wisdom. What I'm looking for is, if there's someone out there who's thinking about picking up a pencil or a pastel or a paintbrush, what would you say that should inspire or encourage them to pick that up and get started?
Don't be too hard on yourself, I guess. There's if you ask a five-year-old to draw a cat, they'll never say they can't. They just do it. So if you're thinking to yourself, I can't do that, it's only because somebody in the past has told you you can't do it or you're not very good at it. And when you do start to draw what you can see and not what you think you can see. So, you know, just be easy on yourself, really, and enjoy it. Relax.
Just pick it.
Have
a glass of wine. Have some fun.
Lose your inhibitions and just enjoy yourself. Relax into it. I do.
Okay. All right. So someone who's actually gone past that stage, they've now started and they're producing their drawings or creations, if you like. What would you say to someone to inspire them to improve?
Okay. Well, self-criticism isn't a negative. I believe it's a positive, and I do self-critique my work.
Yeah.
And I always give myself the goal of finding one positive in every piece that I produce and giving myself a pat on the back if I've achieved something new.
Yeah.
But I always like to find two negatives as well. So whether that's I'd do something differently if I did it again.
Yeah.
Or I wouldn't use a certain technique. I'd try and use a different technique on a certain part. So two negatives and one positive. Or if you're really struggling, then two positives and one negative in each piece of work. Photograph your work as you go along. Keep it in the same album, dated, so you can look back at work. If you don't feel you're improving, look back at work you did a year ago, because I've never found anybody that gets worse. The more you improve, it's the only way to get better.
So, brilliant. Oh, yeah. That's very original. No one's come back with anything remotely like that.
Right.
I mean, people have said practice, and stuff like that. But I love the idea of having a process so that you learn from your journey, which essentially is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
My watercolour journey website is all about what I learned from all of my mistakes and fluffs.
Yeah. And also you're going to have happy accidents as well.
Yeah.
A notebook is brilliant, or a journal if you've got time to keep a journal.
Yeah.
But a notebook by the side of your painting where you can actually jot down, I wouldn't do that again, or I'll do that again, even though it was an accident this time. It's worked really well.
Yeah, brilliant. Last pearl of wisdom I'm looking for is for someone who's now fairly competent. They're producing reasonably good-looking pieces of art and maybe looking towards monetizing that. What pearls of wisdom or advice or inspiration could you give to someone in that situation?
Business cards.
Business cards.
The piece that's worked for me, I ordered when I first started 5,000 business cards. I know that sounds like a huge amount, but I handed them out everywhere.
Yeah.
And I gave a load of them to my mum, a load of them to my dad, to my sister, to friends, and everywhere they went they handed out my business cards. They left them in cafes and galleries and things like that, and then you might not hear anything back for a while, and then you'll suddenly get something from Wales or something from Scotland or Cornwall. And then it's just by word of mouth then. If you can start doing commissions for people, even the tiny commissions, you could maybe do a commission for a family friend or something like that and do it for free. If somebody goes into their house, sees it, then you can start charging, things like that. Because it's word of mouth it starts off to begin with.
Yeah.
So pay out very little, as in advertising, try and get as much.
Well, it's
for
very
free.
Cheap to get business cards now. I mean,
£2.50 for 500 off Vista print.
Yeah.
So it's very cheap.
And also, I mean, there's free websites. You can just set a blog up for nothing. You know, go to WordPress.com, set a web blog up for nothing.
Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter.
LinkedIn.
There you go. Yeah, brilliant.
Social network.
Yeah. So, to wrap the interview up, where can we find out more about you? What's your contact details?
You can find me at www.kerrynewell.com. That's my official website.
And how do you spell that? That's
K-E-R-R-Y-N-E-W-E-L-L. And then you can find me on Twitter. So it's Twitter at Kerry Newell Art.
Yeah.
You can find me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook timeline and a Facebook business page as well.
Yeah.
So it's Kerry Newell for the timeline and Kerry Newell Wildlife Artist for the business page.
Yeah.
And then you can get me on email. And that's different. So that's... I paint in the name of Newell in remembrance of my father who died in 2001. So he was an undiscovered artist. So he was a very secretive artist, very good. But he never had the time to do anything with it. So hence my painting name is Newell. But my email address is kerrybull1@hotmail.com.
Brilliant. What I'll do on my blog is I'll set a page up for you as a favourite artist and we'll put your picture up. I'm going to take your photo in a second. And we'll put your picture. We'll put your picture up there. If I can't find a better one of you, I'll have to use that one.
Yes.
All right. And then I'll do a page for you. There'll be a link through to this interview and through to your website and all of your online collateral, so we can send people over
That's
to
lovely.
You and find out more about you.
And then I can link your blog onto my links page.
Yeah. Excellent. All right, Kerry. Thank you very much
indeed.
Thank
you, Ian. That's brilliant.